The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. On the program today, we'll be having some music from the Urbana, members of the Urbana Pops Orchestra, who are giving their second concert of the summer season this Saturday. And it's a Made in America program. I guess they're calling it Made in the USA. And obviously lots of different American music on that program, including a preview of the Urbana Summer Youth Theater performances that are happening later this month. We'll be having the featured trumpet soloist from that concert playing a little bit for us live on the show today. His name, Aaron Rahm, and conductors of the orchestra also joining us as well. Stay tuned. They're coming up on Live and Local. That was called Climbing Over Rocky Mountain, a chorus of girls from Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance, with Sir Charles McCarris leading the orchestra and chorus of the Welsh National Opera. Pirates of Penzance was opening at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan this week. I believe they start up on Thursday. They're running sort of a concurrent young audiences program called How I Became a Pirate. You can check their schedule, their website, for full information. thelittletheater.com. I always forget if it's com or org. And you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have coming up a feature on this Saturday's concert by the Urbana Pops Orchestra. Thought I'd share at least a couple of recordings or so of groups or other performances coming up in our listening area, including an unusual band called Tree Thump, who will be at the Champaign Public Library on Saturday afternoon. We have their album simply self-titled, Tree Thump, and it's just a four-man band. Not sure if it's exactly the same band these days, since these things do change quite often, but the featured instrument, which really gives this group its character, is the didgeridoo, that quintessential Australian instrument. Phil Clark plays it on this recording. Fiddle is played by Ben Smith, bass J.B. Ferris, and drummer is Ben Hay. They have a note on this disc that it's the album is in the tradition of the classic concept album and is best listened to from beginning to end. Well, that would take us the entire show to do, and no offense to Phil Clark, but one might get a little tired of the didgeridoo after a while. So we're sort of catching things towards the end. This is a tune called, or a segment in here called, Monster Thump. It's Tree Thump here on Live and Local. We'll be right back. That's a little bit of an idea of the group called Tree Thump, local to Champaign-Urbana. They are Phil Clark on the didgeridoo, Ben Smith on fiddle, J.B. Farris bass, and Ben Hay on the drums. And that, we heard actually parts of three portions of their concept album, self-titled concept album, Monster Thump, Blood Root, which was the just solo didgeridoo bit heard right before the end there, and now we were into the final portion they call Forest Fire. Tree Thump will be at the Champaign Public Library Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. You're invited to come along on our custom-designed trip to England and Wales this September. You can experience the real Downton Abbey in a private tour just for friends of WYLL. See lovely Cotswold villages and the Yorkshire countryside, where we'll meet Alan J.W. Bell, producer of Last of the Summer Wine. Tour Greenway, Agatha Christie's home, and the elegant English spa town of Bath, where you'll visit the Jane Austen Center before wrapping up the trip in London. The tour is two-thirds full. Call 217-333-7300 or visit WYLL's website for more information. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival has gotten underway. They have three Shakespeare plays being given in rotation, and also they always have one non-Shakespeare play that fits the theme. They also have jazz happening on certain nights of the week, specifically Friday and Saturday nights, live jazz, and that portion free to anybody who shows up on the grounds, featuring and organized by saxophonist Glenn Wilson, who is on the University of Illinois faculty. He's a barry sax player most of the time. And we have a couple of older CDs of his here in the studio. I thought I'd share one of the tunes off of the CD called Blue Porpoise Avenue. It features Glenn on baritone sax, Jay Anderson on bass, Mark Copeland on the piano, Jeff Hirschfield on drums, and Rory Stewart on guitar. And we're going to hear Mark Copeland's composition called Delia here on Live and Local. That was called Delia, a composition by Mark Copeland, who was the pianist in that group. It's off of Glenn Wilson's CD called Blue Porpoise Avenue, Glenn on baritone saxophone. Also in the group, bassist Jay Anderson, Jeff Hirschfield on the drums, and Rory Stewart on guitar. Played that music because Glenn Wilson is the coordinator for and one of the performers on the jazz series and live music nights at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, which is happening now in Normal and runs most of the summer. And Friday and Saturday nights, there's live jazz from 6:30 to 7:30. And you can catch Glenn any of those nights, I'm sure. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. And coming up, we have our, as it were, featured presentation for the show. Some of the both of the conductors and a couple of musicians from the Urbana Pops Orchestra's performance that is happening this Saturday in Urbana, of course, at Lincoln Square. Noontime concert. It's free, and it's an all-American program. Stay tuned. We heard the National Emblem March by a fellow named Bagley, or I don't actually know how he says his last name, or said it. That was a performance by the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's one of the pieces that'll be played on this Saturday's concert by the Urbana Pops Orchestra, Made in the USA, the name of that program. And obviously, as the name implies, lots of American music, including a preview of an upcoming musical put on by the Urbana Summer Youth Theater. We have with us on this portion of the show the soloist who will be featured on the concert, trumpeter Aaron Rahm. Also, the two conductors, principal conductor and assistant or associate conductor. I never remember what officially the term is, but Daniel Sutherland, the principal, and Stephen Larson, the associate, and also music director again this year for the Urbana Youth Theater program.
That is correct.
And I know we'll be having you and some of your singers 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're really excited about it.
In a full-blown preview, a little bit of a preview going on in this concert as well. Also, and we'll be joined in a few moments by Avis Rahm, who is going to be playing for Aaron. They are intimately related. More on that in a moment. Anyway, Daniel, give us a preview overall. Is Made in USA because this is 4th of July weekend? Week?
That's exactly week? Why.
That's it, huh?
Quite transparent.
Yeah.
It's July. This is our third year doing a July concert, and I think it's a good time for us to play some really cool American music, which is really kind of a favorite of mine. And I get worried, actually, every year because I think, are we going to play all of it? Like, we keep on having these July concerts, but it turns out that there are still...
What do you mean? Are you going to play all of the American music?
I'm afraid
there is?
That I'll run out of ideas because we play a lot of American music even when we're not doing American concerts. So, but there's always something good. that we find.
There's a lot of American music.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
But then there's also, how much do you have to account for difficulty with this ensemble, given that the nature of the thing is in part that you are helping to mentor some pretty young students, high school kids who aren't up to everything.
To be honest, difficulty is the last thing we look at when we select a piece. And I think in part it is because we have younger students, and I think that we're very careful about giving them the real thing with the music that we play. So we try to shy away from watered down arrangements and things like that. We want to play, you know, real music, and I think that having them experience having a difficult piece is really important to us.
So you choose some of this stuff because it's difficult? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I like it a lot.
Not necessarily in that order.
Right.
Yeah. Aaron Rahm is going to be playing some music by Gershwin on the concert. He'll be playing a couple other things for us here in a minute. But Aaron, have you been playing in the orchestra for a while? Are you even playing in the orchestra, or are you just featured?
I am. I've been playing with them for the last year. I guess it's a little over the 1 year mark, so it's exciting.
And do you have any say in who you get to mentor, or is it whoever Daniel finds and you sit next to them and work with them, or what's so there's that, and then the nature of the relationship, how does the working together work out?
To answer the first part of the question, a little bit of both. I have some say really, I like to have it so that everybody gets a chance at everything, right? It is a very good educational opportunity for everybody, you know, both the students and the professionals, because you're sitting side by side, and you know, performing is in my mind teaching. It's the same thing, right? So we learn through these experiences, both in terms of from a mentoring standpoint and from a student standpoint.
So how many trumpets in the section?
For this concert, we have six.
Really?
Usually they're just four.
Why so many?
Well, I think
there
for
are actually
this
that
concert,
many parts. Or just...
I think in this concert there are that many parts.
We're going to blame it on John Williams actually for this concert, because he's got the piece that calls for six trumpets. So
summon the heroes.
Yeah, that's it.
That's one of the Olympics.
Yeah, it's from. Oh, I can't remember what year it's from though. It was in Atlanta, Georgia, when they did that Olympics. So whatever year that was from.
Was it 96?
Was it 96 or 90? Yeah. So he's he always has these really huge. I hate to make the comparison, but he's almost as crazy with his personnel as Gustav Mahler was. I mean, I'm not to compare them at all, but it's kind of the same thing where he always has too much stuff, but it always sounds really cool. So.
Well, usually the organizations for whom he's writing music, like Hollywood, don't have a big budget issue. You know,
right.
They can hire whoever they want, and usually on for fairly short term gigs. So that makes things a little bit in his favor. He can write what he wants. So, who are the young players in your section, Aaron?
The young players. You know, I believe the rest of the section is actual current. Either local professional players and also some current U of I students that I'm actually very excited to work with. In fact, John Hill, retired professor emeritus of the UI musicology faculty, will be joining us as
really?
Well.
Really? I don't think I knew he was a trumpet player.
He is a trumpet player. Very, very knowledgeable man.
So you get to mentor him then?
You know, I wouldn't say mentor, because the man is the man's incredible. He's got an encyclopedic knowledge of music history, and especially the trumpet. So it's exciting for me to have him in the section. And,
but the question is, can he play it?
Absolutely, he can play it.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Well, that's
absolutely
important.
You can play it.
You can know lots of things about it and have trouble. Daniel or Stephen, in talking about this mentoring relationship, you know, since Aaron just said that for the trumpets anyway, the younger players are U of I students, which is to say not as young as some of the other players, is that typically true for the winds and brass where the younger ends up being in the string section? Or how does that work?
Not necessarily. It really depends on what we have for auditions. I mean, I know in our wind section, actually, I think every section has a younger player in it, between, you know, late high school, maybe early undergrad. We have a couple of young players in our horn section, too. I think it's just this year we didn't have an overwhelming amount of student trumpet auditions.
So. We have a recent high school graduate playing bass trombone, too.
Yeah.
Let me guess who that is. Well, tell me who that is. I'll see if I...
It's Nick Worrell from
Nick Worrell, that's right.
Central.
Yeah. I know Nick because he played in the Central Youth Orchestra this last year, and he's really a fine player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
he'll be going to Illinois next year too, right?
Yeah, in the fall.
Yeah.
He's going to be a music major, music. I don't remember if it was music ed or music performance, but we've been talking about trumpets. And I see a trumpet sitting on the floor here, and I see a microphone set up near the trumpet, so I assume that you want to do a little playing, Aaron.
If it's okay with everybody.
I think we planned on it, so we might as well make some use of you. And why don't you introduce your accompanist?
Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, this is my my mother and pianist extraordinaire. She's actually an internationally renowned pianist, Avis Rahm.
And might add at this point that your dad also happens to be internationally renowned and also
That's
happens
correct.
To play the trumpet pretty well.
That's correct.
His name
That's
Ronald
correct.
Rahm of the Canadian He's Brass. Right. He's all right, yeah, of the Canadian Brass. And I know he and Avis have concertized. I assume, Avis, you are his exclusive pianist?
Yes, I am.
Would he be in big trouble if he ever decided to do something with another pianist on tour?
Well, you know, there's always a situation that could arise, and Ronnie is such a wonderful musician that many people love to play with him, and there are certain dates that it is possible I couldn't make due to our individual concertizing schedules, but we make every effort to do our touring together. And so we do have what is called the Ronald and Avis Rahm Trumpet and Piano Duo.
Do you like the term accompanist, by the way?
You know, I grew up with the term accompanist, so it doesn't bother me. However, I think collaborator is a much, much more effective term, because no matter what we're playing, we have an equal voice, whether it is in more of an accompanying situation or whether it is equal musical lines. If there is a piano part, we can make or destroy the soloist, which I, of course, would never do.
I'm sure not, no.
Intentionally. But I think I am not offended by the term accompanist.
And the reason I ask the question is that we've had conversations on this show before, specifically with a fellow named Rohan Da Silva. I don't know if you know Rohan or not.
Yes.
Who is adamant that that term should never be used, or at least you should never call him such a thing. But the collaborator or collaborative artist is the term he uses. And I always thought, you know, why is the pianist called the accompanist when she's got so many more notes than anybody she ever plays with? Unless it's the orchestra, and then even so, probably still true.
I do tend to tell both Ronnie and Aaron that I do have so many more notes than they do.
And they should cut you some flack, right?
And they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Actually, I think I'm more protective about that terminology than she is. To tell a very brief story at the ISYM trumpet camp, you know, we just finished this past week, great success, we had a short masterclass session on working with your accompanist or a collaborative artist successfully, and really the first thing that we do is make sure that they have the proper respect given, and if not just that terminology, at least the thank you and the smile and pleasure to work with you, you know, just to make sure, because they work just as hard, if not harder, most of the time than the soloist.
And if you're not going to do those things, then you better be prepared to write a really big check.
That's right.
All right. The soloist for this Saturday's concert by the Urbana Pops Orchestra is trumpeter Aaron Rahm. You'll be playing with the orchestra.
That's correct.
So not with your mom on the concert, but she's here to play. What? What are we going to play?
We're going to start off with a traditional bullfighter's prayer, La Virgen de la Macarena. Not exactly sure where it originated. I've heard Mexico, I've heard Sevilla, but either way, bullfighting is common to those two areas, and it arose out of that originally as a vocal prayer, but has kind of transformed into a trumpet. I think probably because it's just, it can, you know, the sound can make it to the end of the arena, but only theory.
Doesn't have far to go in this little studio.
That's
but of
right.
course it'll go it'll go quite a distance over the airwaves. Aaron and Avis Rahm here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. A tune perhaps made famous by Rafael Mendez, was it?
That's correct, played at least for this generation.
For this generation, played here by trumpeter Aaron Rahm and Avis Rahm at the piano. The tune called La Virgen de la Macarena. on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We'll give Aaron a moment to breathe or two. I wanted to play something that is also going to be on this concert by the Urbana Pops Orchestra. I don't mean to imply that the piece that was just heard is going to be on the concert by the Urbana Pops this Saturday. This is just a way to show off Aaron and not give away what he'll actually be playing. It'll be some music by Gershwin on Saturday's concert. But among the All-American program is something by Morton Gould called his Symphonette No. 2. And Mike Pritchard is our control operator here and also a recording engineer and has, I think, queued up what is by far the most famous portion of this. Are you doing the whole symphonette?
Yeah, the whole thing. It's actually...
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
It's really neat, actually. It's my favorite piece on the program. It, I think it's one of Morton Gould's pieces that not a lot of people know about as well as some of his other stuff, but it's when you listen to it, it's almost even hearing it upon the first time, it's like you've always known the music from it. It's that familiar, so it's really cool.
Well, this is the only part I think I've ever heard. It's the generally called the pavane.
Oh yeah, it's the second movement. Yeah.
Which is doesn't ever seem very pavane-like to me because it seems like it should be somber and it's not. Anyway, here's Morton Gould leading his own orchestra in this movement from his Symphonette No. 2. That's the pavane, as it's called, from the Symphonette No. 2 by Morton Gould, with the composer conducting his orchestra, as it says on this recording. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, that's one of the pieces that will be played on the concert by the Urbana Pops Orchestra this Saturday at noon at Lincoln Square, a free concert, and they'll be playing the complete symphonette. Also, music by John Williams, as we mentioned earlier, the National Emblem March that we heard at the top. We'll have a preview of the Urbana Summer Youth Theater's upcoming production at the end of this month of a show called Lucky Stiff, and also featuring Aaron Rahm, whom we're going to hear in just another moment on Live and Local. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. So I said that last piece didn't seem very pavane-like to me. I think of a pavane as a sort of a funeral piece or procession of some kind. And one of the very familiar pavanes from classical music is that by Maurice Ravel. And this is the one that's the pavane for a dead princess?
That's right.
Or a defunct princess, which is actually the literal translation of the French word. And now this is what I think of as a pavane, and it's just a beautiful piece for obviously a sad occasion. And this also won't be on the concert, but again, just a chance to show Aaron's trumpet playing here, Aaron Rahm with Avis Rahm at the piano here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Maurice Ravel's Pavan for a Dead Princess, performed by Aaron Rahm on the trumpet with Avis Rahm on the piano here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Aaron will be a featured soloist with the Urbana Pops Orchestra in music by Gershwin on Saturday at noon at Lincoln Square in Urbana, of course, and the Made in the USA program during this, the week in which the 4th of July falls. I want to say thanks to Aaron and Avis and Stephen and Daniel for coming on the show today. Hope you have a great concert and a great turnout on Saturday. And want to mention some of the other events going on in our listening area over the next couple of days that you can see and hear live. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana is doing what for them is an unusual concert reading of a play called Eight. That is only, and also unusual, in that it's only two performances, tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, as it happens. The Decatur Municipal Band will be playing at the Central Park Bandstand in Decatur tonight at 7 o'clock. It's coming up at 3 o'clock, coming up in 2 minutes, and then another one at 3 o'clock, Winds on the Prairie Flute Concert at the Old State Capitol in Springfield, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock today. Peter Karp and Cy Foley are at the Alamo in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Iron Post in Urbana, it's the Traditional Jazz Orchestra with guest Tom Berkner. Tomorrow, and I don't know how to say this person's name, Anton Darochi and Whiskey Ben at the Illini Country Club in Springfield. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Josie Lauder plays at Norbandy's in Springfield. We seem to have a lot of Springfield stuff over these next couple of days. 10 o'clock tomorrow night. The Cartoons Independence Day Concert, that's the Cartoons Community Band, will be at the park behind the Homer Village Hall in Homer Wednesday evening at 7:30. And Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra playing at the Fieldhouse Bar and Grill in Peoria Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And lots more things coming up that we'll mention on other days here on the show. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR and classical music for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. Here's perhaps the most familiar portion of an unfamiliar symphony. It's by Michael Kamen. It's called An American Symphony, but he took the music from what he wrote for the well-known film, Mr. Holland's Opus.